We've just started looking at Acts chapter 28, the last chapter of Luke's narrative. We're looking at verses 1 through 8. In verse 1, Luke writes for us, "Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta." Well, Malta is a small island south of Sicily. Historians believe that it was first settled around 5900 BC by farmers from nearby Sicily. These early inhabitants built the megalithic temples of Malta and Gozo, which are among the oldest freestanding stone structures in the world, even predating the Egyptian pyramids and Stonehenge. While in later history, the island served as an important maritime waypoint for the Phoenicians and the Carthaginians, before falling to the Roman Republic in 218 BC. Long after Paul's shipwreck around 60 AD, Malta was ruled by the Byzantine Empire following the fall of Western Rome. The island's original name was actually Melita or Melita. It was given to it by the Phoenician mariners. Melita is, by the way, the Canaanite word for refuge. Incidentally, when Luke says we learned that the island was called Melita, he may have meant we recognized that the island was well named. The native Maltese were largely Phoenicians and spoke a Phoenician dialect. Both the Greeks and Romans regarded them as barbarians, people who spoke a foreign language. In fact, some linguistic studies show that the word barbarian itself was not only derogatory, it depicted the sound of non-Greek speakers. In other words, they sounded like bar, bar, bar. So they were called barbarians. Well, the islanders, according to Luke in verse 2, showed us unusual kindness. They built us a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and it was cold. When the 276 souls all made it to shore, the Maltese inhabitants saw their water-soaked clothes. And since they were obviously not locals, they must have guessed a shipwreck had taken place. Now note what Luke says. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. As one commentator put it, they demonstrated pagan hospitality. Well, I like how F.F. Bruce describes them. He writes this, "On this occasion, if they were barbarians in speech, they showed themselves truly civilized in behavior. They received the 276 shipwrecked people with warm hospitality." You know, I wonder if Luke's statement about unusual kindness is also yet another reference to the sovereignty of God in Paul's life and working on Paul's part. It seems like another extension of favor, doesn't it? One reason I say this is that the Greek phrasing is "no common kindness." It's the same phrase used in Acts 19:11 when Luke says that God did no common miracles through Paul. Well, by this point, it's October, and that tells us that the storm has now given way to winter-like conditions. Had it been the summer, the winds would be the hot Sirocco variety, but they're not. The entire ship's complement, therefore, is soaked from the rain and in danger of freezing. So the Maltese or the Melita villagers built a large fire for them. How large, we don't know. But they are trying to warm and dry out almost 300 men. We'll see what happens next on Verse by Verse.